In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, we are concluding a cycle of services that we began at midnight on Pascha. And today, we cap off this celebration that brought us all the way through the 40 days of Christ after he was resurrected, the time that he spent with his apostle through Pentecost. And now we celebrate the Feast of All the Saints. We have a lot of saints on our calendar, and if you look at more complete listings of saints, you might think, well, that's a whole lot of folks. But it's just a mere drop in the ocean compared to all the saints whose names we don't know and who are not listed on the calendar. This is the great cloud of witnesses that St. Paul talks about. Everyone who is in heaven is a saint. And if we ever want to enter heaven, we're going to have to become saints. And that's what Christ has called us to do, to become saints. And so the saints that are already in heaven are there to help us. That's what St. Paul was alluding to when he talked about them as a great cloud of witnesses that surround us. These are people who are cheering us on and are encouraging us and strengthening us to do what it is that we need to do. And the saints help us to become saints, first of all, through their example. And so if you want to become saints, you need to learn to love the saints and to study their lives and develop a relationship with them so that you can learn from them and be inspired by them. This is one of the reasons why pilgrimages to places where you can venerate the saints are important, because it's one thing to know that a saint exists on the calendar, but it's another thing to actually go and venerate their relics and to feel a connection with them that you didn't feel before. And that's what happens when you get to venerate the relics of saints, is you start to develop connections with them that you didn't have, and that saint becomes very dear to you. The saints are not from a different species than us. They're human beings, and they have the same strengths and weaknesses that we have as human beings. They face trials and temptations just like us, but they pass those trials and tribulations. And so when we read their lives, we can see how do they go about becoming the holy people that they became. How did they deal with these difficulties that they had? And if you become familiar with the most important saints, or the various saints that we are the primary saints of the year, you'll eventually see just about every kind of a situation that you might face in life encountered by one of these saints, and you'll know from their example what you need to do to triumph in those situations. The saints are also there at any time to pray for us, and so they don't just inspire us, they're not just examples for us, but they're there to pray for us and to help us. There's a family that I know, and the husband and the wife came from Assemblies of God background, and the wife taught at a Pentecostal school, and so their children all went to this Pentecostal school after they became Orthodox. There wasn't an Orthodox school for them to go to alternatively, and their teachers were trying to understand what it was to have a patron saint. It didn't make any sense to them, and the father came up with a way to put it that a Pentecostal could understand. He said, well, there are special heavenly prayer partners. And if you know how Protestants talk about prayer partners, a prayer partner is somebody that you develop a close relationship with, and you call them up if something happens, and you say, hey, I've got this problem, I need you to pray with me. And they'll join in prayer with you, and Protestants believe that the prayers of that other person help them, that God listens to you when you join with other people and you pray with them. Well, God especially listens to holy people who pray to him, and the saints fall into that category, and they're always there available to us to pray for us. St. John of Kronstadt, in his book, My Life in Christ, one of the things that he says that when you ask a saint to pray for you, as long as you're asking for something that's not contrary to the obvious will of God, you should know that God is going to hear the prayer of that saint. Have faith that God will hear the prayer of that saint. Why do we need their help? Because God wills it to be so. Obviously, God could bypass the saints. God's all-powerful. There's no reason why he needs us to depend on other people. whether in that are in the flesh with us that we can see, or saints who have gone on to their reward but are still invisibly surrounding us. God wills it to be so. We're told that God honors those that honor him, and that God has also promised the saints, as we heard a reference to in the gospel reading. We heard God has promised that the saints will rule and reign with him. And so the saints that are in heaven are already beginning to do that. They're already beginning to exercise authority that's been delegated to them by God. And God honors their prayers because they honored God with their life. And the fact that we have this great cloud of witnesses who witness to the fact that God was faithful in their life, and the fact that these men and women who were like us are there cheering us on and encouraging us to finish the race that is set before us, we know by their example that it is indeed possible for us to lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and to run with patience the race that is set before us. As long as we, just like they did, look to Christ and trust him for that grace and mercy and power to do so. Amen.